It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Hey, Molly, what's up?
Hey, doing well.
So the Oklahoma City Thunder, they kicked off their 10th season last night. And with the new season comes some new food options in the Chesapeake Energy Arena. First, though, I mean, how does this work? Are the different food vendors at the arena, are they all owned by the Thunder, or are they independently owned businesses? How does this all work?
Yeah, so SMG manages the arena. They employ everyone that works there. And so the Oklahoma City Thunder are one entity that uses the Chesapeake Energy Arena, which is a city-owned facility. So there are two companies that handle the food over there. Levy Restaurants works in the Continental Courthouse Club and the suites level. And Savor, which is a part of SMG, does the food on the first and third floors, or, of course, Love's Loud City. So the smaller concession stands that you see throughout the venue are actually operated by one of those companies.
What are some of the different food options that are reflecting some different changing styles and tastes today?
On Wednesday, the media was invited to go to a day, and we go around and try all the different food, the new things. They remind us every year it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so for 2 hours, you try a bunch of different food. So at Budweiser Brew House, they actually have a whole new menu this season. Chef Andrew Murin had to change the menu because of a barbecue stand that opened on the same floor. And so he noticed in his restaurant sales, his barbecue wasn't selling as much because he had a barbecue place next door. So he changed things up. He's now serving items like bruschetta, nachos with rotisserie chicken, salmon, and even desserts with buttery chocolate. His menu has a local focus. He worked with Fresh Point to find farms, looked at those farms' produce list, and then made his menu from that. On the Levy side, which is the concessions, like I said, on the sweets level, Chef Ryan Craig made a Carmelo Sunday, of course, playing off the name of the team's new addition, Carmelo Anthony. He also has a chicken fried steak cheeseburger, and he said his focus was to bring some Oklahoma favorites to the menu. He wanted to really play up Oklahoma since this is the 10th season.
One of the new additions is a convenience store. I mean, what's the goal of having a convenience store in a basketball arena?
To put it simply, convenience. If you want a bottle of soda or candy and not in a wait in a long line, because, you know, a lot of times when you go to a line, some people are taking orders for their whole row or their whole family. So you can just go to the convenience store and grab it. There will likely be medicine available as well, maybe some Tums for that chili dog that you regret eating. So Savor is overseeing this on the third floor. It's in section 317. And when I talked to Savor about it, they said it's a trend that's moving into NFL stadiums and slowly into NBA arenas.
Another new service will help people with autism enjoy games. What's kind of the concept behind this?
Yeah, so Culture City is a company out of Alabama, and they're partnering with the Thunder. Actually, they're partnering with Chesapeake Arena. So Culture City is founded by Dr. Julian Maha, and his son is 9 years old, and he has autism. And so but his son is a big basketball fan, he said. And so he worked on some techniques or some amenities that would help his son enjoy the game. And so when people come to Thunder games this season and they have somebody with some sensitivity issues, they can go to a guest services and check out a bag that will come with amenities like noise canceling headphones. They can also check out a weighted blanket. The bags also have like fidget items and board or something that shows like how you're feeling. You can point to your kind of gauge your emotions on that. And you know, if that doesn't help, you can always go to this new quiet room. And then people and families can stay in there for a few minutes. That the quiet room is also available for nursing mothers. So the Thunder are the second NBA team to have these amenities, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are the first. And when I talked to Dr. Mahal about it, he jokingly said that, you know, if we could have two Culture City teams play each other in the NBA Finals.
Molly Fleming is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much. It's great talking about the new Thunder season with you.
Absolutely. It's super fun.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.